T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
One of the most anticipated top 10 lists here at 95.7 The Game is coming up. That's right. I'm adding pressure, Guru, to Steiny's list here.
I like it.
Max Steinmetz, getting ready to unveil his top 10 greatest Bay Area athletes of all time. Don't forget, listeners and fans out there, submit your list at 95.7 The Game, because your list will determine the ultimate top 10. People can submit their list and then send them to us on Twitter, at 95.7 The Game, or at 95.7 The Game's Facebook page, or at 95.7thegame.com, and we'll talk about some of our favorites in the 1 o'clock hour. So you want to do that before the week is over. Get there and get your list in. Steiny, the floor is yours, my man. Oh.
I'm in the front row.
All right, well, first of all, funny little discussion in the chat. Like, the one thing I was thinking about, we've been talking a little about Mahomes. And so the Raiders are in a – and this won't make Raider fans happy. The Raiders are in trouble.
Hello?
Because with Mahomes in the division for the next 10 years, I mean, they could be looking at a situation where – why, you know, they got to try to be a wild card team every year, or for at least the next 3 to 5 years, right?
Yeah, and I was just going to say this real quick, Stoddy. If you want to call Mahomes Curry, do you think John Gruden's looking at Derek Carr over the next 10 years like he's Kyrie Irving or LeBron James? I don't think so. And that's why I know the Silver and Black will have a new quarterback to try to combat Patrick Mahomes. It won't be Derek Carr.
Well, I don't think that decision changed yesterday right. When Mahomes John Gruden is whatever. I think in his mind he's already moved on from Carr.
Okay. All right, got it.
But so
I'm not gonna say anything further because I'll be in a meeting.
No, there you go. All right. So here's my list. Here's my list, top 10 list. And number 10, I think this is going to be his debut on any list. Kevin Durant, number 10. I'm not going to have 90 seconds after each.
You ain't using the whole segment like
each
yesterday.
Each victor. But, you know, Kevin Durant. Bottom line,
let's go through this in 5 minutes. It's something we worked out for 3 weeks. Let's go ahead.
Whose list is this?
Oh, I'll shut up.
I'm sorry.
All right. KD came to the Warriors and took him to another level. And many people said during the 3-year stretch, he was either he was the best player on the team, maybe the best player in the league. Because of that, I got to get him on here somewhere. Kevin Durant. Number 10. Number 9, stretch, Willie McCovey, 19 years as a San Francisco Giant. There are many who claim that McCovey is actually more loved in the Bay Area than Willie Mays, simply because McCovey was here for most of his career and Mays started his in New York. They're both icons, clearly, but McCovey is 9. Number 8, I love this guy. I love this guy, and he's one of my favorites. Steve Young. Steve Young, number 8. Could have won maybe as many Super Bowls as Joe Montana if he were the quarterback when the 49ers started their run. Joe Montana, obviously, will be on this list, but Steve Young needs to be a top 10 guy. Number 7, Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds, former San Francisco Giant. Need I say more? Barry Bonds, although worth noting, never won a title. Never won a title. And that, I don't know how, guys, but on an intangible way, it probably factors in somehow. Barry Bonds, number 7. Number 6, Rick Barry. Rick Barry, number 6, former Golden State Warrior, led him to the NBA title in 1975. Over the course of about 10 years, was among the top 3 to 5 players in the NBA, Rick Barry. And he also a noted the opposite of a fireman. He's not a fireman. He's the opposite of a fireman. He got some extra credit for bringing kerosene to the fire the night that Joe Lacob was booed out of the building with Chris Mullin.
Come on, people.
He got bumped up there. Number 5, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice. Number 5, maybe the greatest receiver of all time, Jerry Rice. Absolutely no doubt about it. Number 5, Jerry Rice. Number 4, Ricky Henderson. Henderson, in his time, was the best player in baseball. The best player in baseball. 5-tool, as they like to say. Also, he's from the Bay Area. How does that figure in? I'm not exactly sure, but it probably was the reason I go with Ricky over Jerry Rice at number 4. Number 3, Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid. Quite frankly, when you list the 5 most important baseball players in baseball's history, I believe Willie Mays' name has to be there. It must be there. Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, Willie Mays. You know where I'm going. Willie Mays, number 3. And number two is the gentleman who had been number 1 for the past 8 years, but he's now number 2, Joe Montana. Joe Montana, number 2. When I got out here to the Bay Area in 1990, though I was a Philadelphia Eagle fan, I became a San Francisco 49er fan at that time in 1990. And what I realized, having come from the East Coast, was that the Bay Area's affinity for Joe Montana was actually stronger than any affinity I think any Philadelphia area fans had to a particular athlete.
Niner gang.
It was something remarkable to see how much the Bay Area loved Joe Montana. He's number 2. There's a new Joe Montana in the Bay, and we all know his name is Stephen Curry.
Curry!
A flat-out icon. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when hopefully we're more grown up, we're going to look back at this era of Golden State Warriors basketball and realize that we witnessed one of the greatest eras in basketball history. Yeah, the Celtics had their run in the 60s and the Showtime Lakers, the Bulls, the Celtics in the 80s. But no, these guys are right up there with all those teams and all those franchises. And Steph Curry is up there with all those players, Kareem, Bird, Magic. Steph Curry, number 1. Thank you very much.
Catch the fever. Matt's 9 Mets.
I love it. I mean, it's an honor to be on this list. I don't care where you're slotted at, Steiny. I'm not mad with Curry. But Bonds was a little low for me, just me personally. But
win something. Go out there and win something and then talk to me. That's all.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out your metric without you, you know, your baselines without you telling us. But you had old school, sounds like Vontae Steiny did, and new school, a nice mixture.
Right. But, right. It's in other words, what's known as the definitive list and the most comprehensive list and the probably, jeez. I mean, listen. I'm like a team that's got, you know, I scheduled the homecoming. I scheduled the homecoming game against the Division III team. Fortinbaugh's list was a flat-out cackler. Nobody can understand that list. That one gets kicked to the curb. Bonte's list was solid, and I saw we had some similarities, but there was a fundamental problem or two. Damon Bruce, of course, tried to please everybody with his
list. Went college. He went and college on his
name. He also had 11 names on it.
Right.
So
throw out number two. Throw out number two. And then this morning, Lowe's list, incomprehensible, completely incomprehensible. So
I love you, Lowe.
Right now, I mean, somebody's got to track me down, and I'm like Tyreek Hill right now.
Don't forget about our boy Covey last night, who did his. And I wanted
list.
To ask you this next question. I went to battle with this. He had exactly. He had Klay Thompson. How close was Klay to making your 10, Steiny? Because I felt like I felt bad, but I'm like, oh,
not even
didn't make mine. Yeah, no, Klay didn't mine.
I didn't think of Klay. I'll tell you the one guy that I thought. There were two things I thought about. One was Bumgarner. I did think Bumgarner, I don't think he's been on any list right now. And then I thought Mullen maybe over Durant, just in terms of, but I just had to go on credentials, and like I didn't use, like, you know, obviously Mullen's a big Bay Area guy, but I had to take Durant as the player.
Well, I tell you why. My list is so much better than yours, Steiny, and I think the people will speak to this on the text line, on Twitter, on Instagram, is you have Jerry Rice at number five. You can't be the greatest player in football history and have him below Joe Montana sitting at number five. You're talking about Jerry with three rings and a touchdown.
Joe won two without Jerry's, Bonte. Joe won two
without Jerry. I don't care. I don't care.
Let me tell you why there, Bonte, and I'm glad you brought it up. I'm looking at my list, and I see Steph Curry, and I think, huh, he plays offense and defense. He's just on the court, has to do everything. Joe Montana, okay, Joe just plays offense, but he is by far, the most important player on a football team. Willie Mays, an unbelievable offensive and defensive player. Ricky Henderson, an unbelievable offensive and defensive player. Jerry Rice, okay, only plays half the game, okay, and is involved in, let's say, has a good game for 10 catches. That's only 15% of the plays he's involved in.
Oh, boy.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
That's why Jerry
has
Rice
a highlight tape.
Well, and that unfortunately, I need a foundation. I need to see it all. So that's why Jerry Rice is five for me. Hey, good little player. He's a good little player, and he's still on the top five. He's still on top five. No room on Mount Rushmore for Jerry.
I'm not an expert, but I do have a strong opinion.
you could make the case that Jerry Rice was the offense that took this team to another level. Without Jerry Rice, you don't win Super Bowl 23 against the Cincinnati Bengals. Without Jerry Rice, you're not winning another two championships after that. And by the way, Steve Young, one of my favorite 49ers. Yeah, he's in my top five in terms of favorite 49ers. But Steve Young being on this list is laughable. All right.
Oh, my.
You got to have one championship. All those playoff failures for Steve Young. My guy, Steve Young, a lefty.
Hall of Famer,
I was a lefty just like him, a Hall of Famer. But, boy, you're talking about some playoff failures that you just can't overlook. Losing to Green Bay over and over and over. Losing
Dallas
to the Cowboys over and over.
Yeah.
Hell, hey, look, 94 was a Pro Bowl team. They were supposed to win that.
Steve Young, greatest Super Bowl performance by a quarterback in history.
Stiney, you would have threw four touchdowns against
Was it six?
You would have thrown six touchdowns against that San Diego Chargers defense.
Just tell me I'm right.
You would have thrown six against that San Diego Chargers defense.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't five.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Do we want to bring Kyle in here? Kyle, was it six?
Yes, bring Kyle in here.
Kyle's brilliant.
Six touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah, six touchdown passes.
Yeah, okay. That means something to me. And I know it does the guru, too, because guru's a big stage kind of guy.
Yeah,
it's all about the big stage.
Guru. The Chargers may have been the worst Super Bowl team.
Steve Young didn't make my list, B. That's all I'll say. Steve Young didn't make my list.
Go, Chargers, go.
But I want to ask you this, Bonte. I want to ask you this. Steve Young or Klay Thompson, which one would you have a problem with not making the list? Because if you say – I love Klay, but if you say Steve Young, he's more worthy than Steve Young, then I'm like, Steve Young was badass, man. He didn't make my list.
He won one Super Bowl.
How many haven't won that?
Klay's got three. Steve Young, let's put the rat on the table.
Klay's a running mate.
And I love you, Klay.
He's a running mate.
No doubt.
Steve Young was a quarterback's a quarterback, baby.
And he had a gorilla on his back. It was Donkey Kong.
It's a nice list, Steiny. But Rick Barry being ahead of Barry Bonds, and I know why you did it. Rice being behind Ricky Henderson. Oh, my Lord. That's so,
I love it. Ricky Henderson, I believe, followed up Ricky Henderson was
maybe the best running back in the state is.
I gave you that yesterday.
I gave you that yesterday.
Yeah. Ricky gets disrespected at every turn.
By the way, thank you for that.
He does. Yeah, I know. I gave you a couple gems, and I heard your regurgitate there with the McCovey stuff, Steiny. No, it's a nice list. You're a solid number two. You're a solid number two here. By the way, Low Neal had Kevin Durant on his list earlier. Can we just say this, though? Honestly, the morning show's just dropping the ball here. Dan Dibley has it so easy to just catapult over his two compadres there, Joe Fort and Low Neal, in terms of his list. It's so easy for Dibs to have the best list on the morning show because Low Neal and Joe Fort have completely dropped the ball.
And I got to say this, Low and Dibs were quiet as church mouses to Fortenbaugh's list. But today, Fortenbaugh went like a defense attorney, Johnny Cochran, to Low's list. I was like, he said, so let me get this straight. You got four or five. And I was just like, oh, Low.
I just felt like
Low was on the bench. But Low answered. He had an answer for everyone. And Steiny, you did too. I'm not mad at you. It's your list.
Steiny, your list
is my list.
Let me just real quick, Low Neal. Number two, Deion Sanders. Number four, Charles Woodson.
Who?
Number seven, Andre Ward. Number four, Charles Woodson. Number two, Deion Sanders. Andre Ward, number seven. And Kevin Durant, number nine. He had Joe Montana at 10. All right, first of all, Charles Woodson's not one of the five best Oakland Raiders.
He's a Packer. I hate to break the news. He was a better Packer than he was Raider. It's what we wanted him to be in Oakland.
Let me tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to argue against Andre Ward. All right? I'm just not going
to
do that.
Shout out to Ward. Yeah.
I'm not going to get why would you say Andre Ward doesn't belong on? I got Andre Ward. Okay. Who were some of the others? Deion.
He was
here
for a cup of coffee.
Well, I can see why he put Deion on. Deion played pro baseball too, and was just a great athlete. There's no doubt. But I didn't interpret it that way. I interpreted, guys who accomplished incredible things in the Bay Area on the pro level, kind of. Who else did he have on there, Bonte?
Go ahead.
He had Charles Woodson, number four, which is just, to me, it's the biggest crime out there. Because, again, I would think about, I had Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Kenny Stabler, and Timmy Brown on my list before I didn't even think about Charles Woodson. Throughout the whole process, Charles Woodson never crossed my mind.
Nope.
So, Guru, knowing the list that you have seen so far, don't tell us who, but
okay.
how do you have a guy or two that hasn't been in a top 10 that you have in your top 10, or do you see somebody that you're thinking, oh my gosh, I forgot him, you're in the ballpark.
Let's just say this.
With everybody but Lowe and
Ball. I got an Oakland Raider that is worthy, okay. And nobody's mentioned him as of yet. And I came to this realization real quick. I'm the reason, and I take ownership, why Durant's not here. Because he came and busted his ass for 3 years, tore his Achilles. But doing this assignment, it bothered me that he came, fellas. I just don't consider him a Warrior. And that's so foul for me because I think he was the guy that brought his big brothers and cousins to the fight, and then he was able to perform and exercise those demons. But he won 2 chips, and he didn't make my list. And the reason he didn't, it wasn't prejudice. I just said he took the easy way out. Now I'm just thinking about it, how disrespectful that is. But I stand by my list. It'll come out tomorrow, Steiny. But I ain't mad at you or Lowe for having him in there. And Covey with Clay. That's when I looked at Clay as a Robin, and nothing's wrong with a Robin. But I just tried to go with the Batmans and get the reasons for the lead. You had to be the lead, you know?
Boy, see, go ahead, Steiny, because
it's interesting because, that's kind of – but isn't that Montana and Rice?
Yeah.
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 Well
– I mean, no.
You're going to see my go ahead.
See, Rice was so dominant that he opened up everything for the offense, everything. You needed to at least double Rice, and even that wasn't good enough. At the wide receiver position, at a time where safeties and linebackers were allowed to knock your head off. And how many quick slants, 5-yard routes, out routes, in routes, didn't matter. He would bust them into 70-yard touchdowns like clockwork. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. And he wasn't like the biggest guy. He wasn't the fastest guy. And then when you think about all the offseason work he put in, I mean, Rice is getting under. He's getting shafted here on these lists. Absolutely.
Shafted.
I mean, he's just it's a crime.
Well,
I'm looking
on
at
a sec.
Walsh had a lot to do with it, too. Yeah.
Hold on. I mean, I'm looking at he's behind Willie Mays on my list. Bonte?
Willie was a better New York Giant than San Francisco Giant, in my opinion. Mm. Like you said, Willie Mack was more beloved. He was more beloved. Sorry, I said documentary. I was looking at our doc, and I'm seeing some of the guest list. And I think there's a source that tells me Freisinger has a list on here. And it almost made me close my computer. It almost made me close my computer.
That's a problem. We love you, D. Oh, man.
I love you, D. Freisinger. Sources are telling me it's Freisinger's list. Right, can I just blurt it out right now? Unconfirmed? It's not confirmed?
Oh, okay. All right.
Stay tuned.
All right. Let me just throw this list out. I got to get it off my chest. All right. Number 10, he has Klay Thompson. Number 9, Tim Lincecum. Number 8, Madison Bumgarner. Number 7, Buster Posey. Number 6, Ricky Henderson. Number 5, Willie Mays. Montana at 4. Steph Curry at 3. Jerry Rice at 2. Barry Bonds at 1.
Wow. The Clay, and, you know, it was a few more Giants. It might have been one too many Giants for my liking, but the Clay is the only one that, and I ain't saying he ain't worthy, is just, I think twice, like somebody else could have got that spot. I ain't mad at that list. Lincecum, did he do it long enough, Bonte? Did Timmy do it long enough?
Posey, Lincecum, and come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm going to push back a little on Willie Mays. He had he had better numbers in San Francisco than New York.
Okay.
He played 6 years in New York, but he won an MVP for the San Francisco Giants. He led the league in homers 3 years as a San Francisco Giant, only once as a New York Giant.
That's a good stat. Yeah. That's a good stat.
And the only regret I have, B, because it started yesterday real quick, I'm older than you, but you paid homage, and so did Steiny, to the past. I didn't. I kind of went, and I'll do. I know I'll go tomorrow. So
recency bias. Steiny, can you call in, please?
And who I saw.
Steiny, Steiny,
no.
I know you're off tomorrow. You're off the rest of the week.
No.
He might be Steiny. Proud of Gudo. I think Steiny might be proud of this.
Please tune in at 12 o'clock. Do we have a line we can reach you at tomorrow when Guru unveils his top 10
list?
He'll
get it. He'll hear it in the wind.
Don't do this. He's on vacation. On the air.
Steiny, come on.
I'm with you. Come on, Steiny.
I need you tomorrow. Because it's going to be Shasky. You know Shasky's going to be, oh, that's nothing bad. It's nuance to every list and blah, 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 blah.
No, I love Shasky. All right. Because when you explain your picks, nobody can argue. That's the best part.
Willie Mays. Willie Mays knocked in over 100 runs 8 straight years for the Giants one stretch. He did it twice in New York.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he's the most famous
You're
catch
right.
ever.
He was a better
baseball.
Giant in San Francisco. Right? He was a better Giant in San Francisco. I was hating. And I got educated there. All right. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game. Just got taken to school by Steiny. Pro baseball reference brought to you by
Chip
Auto Body. More on Steiny's list. 888-957-9570. Do you have a problem with Matt Steinmetz's top 10? Here's Steiny's top 10 as we go into the break. Kevin Durant, number 10. Willie Mack, 9. Steve Young, 8. Bonds at 7, Rick Barry at 6, Rice at 5, Ricky Henderson at 4, Mays at 3, Joe Montana 2, 1, Steph Curry. Do you have an issue with that? Do you like the list? Do you think it's the best list? 888-957-9570, and it's all brought to you by Chilled Auto Body.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Matt Steinmetz has unveiled his top 10 list of greatest athletes in Bay Area sports history. Daryl the Guru Johnson's on the clock, officially on the clock. In less than 24 hours, he'll unveil his list coming up here tomorrow when Steiny's out and Shasky will be in.
And definitely don't forget to go to 957thegame.com. Put your own list in.
Yes.
If you think ours are lousy or you think ours are right on the money. I got to tell you, a little pushback here from the text line. But
what you give
they just, I mean, God, I'll defend Jerry Rice at number 5. I can defend that. I don't think it's egregious.
Oh, it's total. It is why your list is not the best. Jerry Rice has records that won't ever be touched. Like, who's going to go come close to these records in today's NFL? They're not going to be touched.
Has anybody seen my friend Antonio
Brown?
That
criteria, that's Barry Bonds. Also.
Yeah.
And it's Bill Walsh. They were running offense that nobody else was, Bonte. I'm just telling you this. Here's a look. Since you're leaving, Steiny, I got Montana.
Whoa.
He drafted Jerry Rice.
Guru. Okay, he did. But Jerry Rice in the 90s did not have Bill Walsh as his head coach.
No doubt.
He did it for another decade and a half after Bill Walsh. Are you kidding me? At the age of 40, he caught 93 passes at 40.
But in that era, I'm going to just give this tidbit. I have Montana higher than Rice because Montana won 2 Super Bowls throwing to nobodies in an era of football where they could knock the
Freddie
snot
Solomon?
Out of you.
And Freddie Solomon and Dwight Clark are nobodies?
I mean, they're
not better get Mike
Rice's.
Schumann
they're
the horn. Mike Schumann hears that. He's going to disown you, Guru.
Yeah, that's my guy. But they're not Jerry Rice caliber. That's all. You act like Rice was throwing the
ball. Nobody's Jerry Rice caliber.
Nobody's Jerry Rice caliber.
He's the best ever. Best football player of all time.
Listen, maybe if Jerry Rice would have worked a little harder in the offseason, he would have gotten into my top 3. But you can't take the off seasons off, and you can't not care about the game when you're not playing. So I had to deduct Jerry Rice. Could have given more.
I need a break. Dude, where's Jerry Rice at? Can we get him on the phone?
My sources say there was never a hill.
I love it. Liar!
Let's
and
go
I'm
to the
lone guy.
Here.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Guru.
No, I was just going to say, Guru Math, I will take Montana over Brady. Those 3 losses in the Super Bowl, when a guy hadn't lost, And the three losses, two of them came to the same type style defense of guys getting at you and getting at your feet. Montana never had that kryptonite. So I know Steiny, oh, I'd rather go nine times and lose three of them than to go four like Joe did and not lose at all. That means something. And me growing up, when you were down and needed to go 80 yards or the 2-minute warning, the 2-minute warning to me means Joe Montana time. That's just, that's who introduced that to me.
Why is it Terry Bradshaw considered a GOAT?
Terry Bradshaw is better than Brady then in your book.
No, I Dallas beat Terry Bradshaw in Super Bowls, but Bradshaw was a badass. But
the Pittsburgh Steelers were 4-0. They were 2-0 against the Cowboys in the Super Bowl with Bradshaw quarterback. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about in games, like when they played. I've seen them, you know, I've seen them lose.
Regular you're counting regular season games now?
Wow, that was impressive.
Wow.
Terry Bradshaw's 4-0 in the Super Bowl.
But we're talking about top 10 Bay Area athletes, and he in Terry Bradshaw.
No.
That's not fair. That's not fair. No. You can't do
Guru.
It. I shouldn't have to answer to the Bradshaw
stuff. Montana at 4-0 is better than Tom Brady at 6-3, correct?
Yeah, that just to me.
Therefore, and it's just not, Terry Bradshaw at 4-0 is better than Tom Brady
you. But listen. There's a caveat.
I plead the fifth.
Joe Montana, to me, is the closest thing to a perfect quarterback I've ever seen. So, obviously, watching Montana and his whole career and how it went down, the drives in the Super Bowl, Cincinnati, you know, hitting Taylor, all that stuff means something to me. I'm not throwing any shade at Terry Bradshaw. I'm just not going to sit here and say I watched every Terry Bradshaw game or any of that stuff. I'm just telling you, Montana – over Brady, even though Brady's been nine times and lost twice to the same type of defense.
But
it
then
was the
you
same
can't,
team.
No. Then, like, you can't even cite that stat. You can't cite that stat if you're not also taking into account Terry Bradshaw. Like,
Terry Bradshaw, 3-1 all time versus the Cowboys, by the way. Producer Kyle with that stat.
It was the one loss I was talking about.
What loss? You don't even know what
How
that loss was.
That was?
You can't. The whole. I don't know what you guys are doing. I hope you're having fun. The whole thing is none of this comes out tomorrow, and I think Joe Montana is the best quarterback to ever do it. Now you got to die on this Terry Bradshaw heel.
We're just making a point that Terry Bradshaw's 4-0, and he made some big-time throws in the Super Bowl. Against the L.A. Rams at the Rose Bowl, the big throw to John Stallworth down the middle of the field.
He's no Joe Montana
against the Cowboys.
Okay, we'll admit, that's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Just say there's an inconsistency to my argument.
No doubt. Okay, and there's an inconsistency to everybody's list because it's the feel aspect to the list and what they mean to you. That's why we don't have one just straight criteria. Everybody has a different criteria. Damon exercised his when he went with the college ranks. And guys, I mean, everything's different. And again, I know Bradshaw was a bad boy. Cannonball Run. I'm just saying to me, I think Joe Montana is better than Tom Brady. That's just me.
And I'm flustered. I need your
help,
man.
Real quick, when I'm ending with this, because I'm going down a whole hill I didn't want to drive, up a hill I didn't want to drive. If Joe got to play against these defenses and these rules that Brady spent a lot of his career playing, and I don't want to take anything away from Tom Terrific, I mean, it would be a whole different ball game. And that's why I respect what Joe did, when he did it, how he did it, breaking his back, all that stuff, man. He earned it, and he was clutch. Steiny, you always talk about
Terry
the clutch
Bradshaw,
gene.
Better playoff winning percentage than Montana.
Wow.
He had the steel curtain defense, right?
Well, Joe Montana had the best defense in 84-85.
What was
defense
the nickname?
No joke.
Yeah,
1990 defense with the Niners.
Yeah, what did
no
you call
joke,
them?
They beat the
were they the Doomsday defense, the Orange
steel
Crush,
curtain.
The Purple
steel
People
curtain.
Eaters? No, I'm talking
curtain.
About the Niners. They had no nickname.
Oh.
So they don't go down
need
in infamy
a
is one of the best defenses ever. They had dogs. They
go
had
check
dogs,
the
84-85
tape.
No, yeah, my whole point is there are no steel curtains.
They lost one
or Doomsday
game that
defense
year.
Or Orange Crush or the Minnesota. Okay. What's the Minnesota? Purple People Eaters.
How many Super Bowls do Purple People Eaters win? How many Super Bowls? Great nickname. How many Super Bowls do they win?
The whole point
City Boy.
It was defense.
City Boy.
Yeah.
It's Guru. Timeout, Guru.
City. You are in their own timeout because you're teaching your own City class boy. And you're your favorite student. And it don't work that way.
City boy, SF, City boy, help me out here.
Oh, man. You know what? I think I told you guys this last time. I was Guru 100% on the Joe Montana argument, but that wasn't why I called. But you got to trust your eyes, man. Anyone who, like, I'm 47. I watched pretty much every game of Joe's career, and I watched a lot of Brady. Joe's the greatest. I mean, it's just you have to trust your eyes and know what you watch. And, you know, he almost took J.J. Burden and Kimball Anders to a Super Bowl, for goodness sake. If Kimball Anders didn't fumble going over the goal line, and he was like 40 years old when that happened. I mean, Joe had a certain magic to his game that's hard to describe, you know, kind of like Steph Curry, where you know, the guy had the intangibles that as well as the tangibles, you know. And by the way, Joe, you know, he lost a lot of playoff games where he was carted off the field, and then they lost it after he left the game. Let's not forget that. And also, Vontae, don't forget that we were robbed of a Raiders Niners Super Bowl on a terrible PI call.
Ronnie Lott, 1983.
Mark Mosley kicked the
Redskins.
Yep.
I mean, so Joe could have won. I mean, you know, could have, should have, would have, but he could have won more than four. I mean, Joe was phenomenal. But I just wanted to take umbrage with the Steve Young choice, too. And so I'll say this, like, me and Steiny are pretty much on the same page. I'll say this, like, I had nine of Steiny's picks I had in my list, too. Jerry Rice, to me, has to be ahead of Willie Mays. He has to be number three because he's the number – stat-wise, he's the Babe Ruth of football. He has three rings. Willie Mays never brought a championship to SF. So as great as Willie is, Willie has to be behind Jerry to me. And then – for me, one and two, with Steph Curry and Joe Montana being one and two, both of those guys were cornerstones of dynasties, and that's why I put them ahead of Jerry, because as great as Jerry was, Joe was the cornerstone of the dynasty, so that's that. But with Steve Young, man, Steve Young being on that list, you know, the Niners fans never really got behind Steve Young. Some of the younger fans did, but most of the fan base weren't even fans of Steve's, and I went with a guy like Catfish Hunter. You know, he won five rings, three with the A's. He had five straight 20-win seasons, a Cy Young, a perfect game, and was the anchor of that staff. And, I, you know, somebody has to represent that three-in-a-row A's team. So I went with Catfish in my 10th slot. Other than that, me and Steiny were pretty much on the same page.
Thanks for the phone call, City Boy. Let's go to Sean and San Mateo. Solid call from City Boy, no doubt. And he's right about Steve Young, the fan base. They did not open their arms to Steve Young, that's for sure. Sean and San Mateo, what's happening? You're on PSNG here on 95.7 The Game.
What's going on, fellas? I want to thank you first and foremost for occupying a lot of my time since I've been out of work for 4 months.
Hang in.
Hang in there, buddy.
You got you.
Hey, listen, one thing I want to talk about this list. I was born and raised in the Bay Area. I've seen hundreds of these lists. And first and foremost, taking into consideration, these athletes have to have some sort of lineage to the Bay Area. So when I hear Woodson and Sanders, I'm like, no, they have no loyalty to the Bay Area. You know, Steiny, your list is dead on. I agree with the last caller. You could go either way with Rice and Mays. You could go either way. But as of now, I think your list is probably the most concise that I've heard all morning. I heard a couple this morning that were absolutely ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I'm born and raised in the area. And the fact that some of these lists, nobody had Mays? Like,
exactly.
One
of the greatest baseball players, I got to see him growing up. I got to see him play McCovey. I got to see Henderson. I got to see Montana. I know the Brady family, and believe it or not, the consensus in the peninsula is there's more Montana fans here than Brady if you ask them who's better. Any of them will tell you, right here in his hometown, Montana's a better quarterback.
Thanks for the phone call, Sean.
Boy, I could talk to him all day.
Oh, yeah, he likes
all day.
Hey,
dude, I almost pulled a diva move, Guru, and said, did you see my list? Because I feel like all of a sudden my list is being disrespected.
Diva tendency.
It's really starting to bug me, Guru.
You got some love on the comments yesterday. I need to get a life, but I was reading the comments to the station's account, and you were getting a lot of spot-ons, or I agree. I was like, B, nailed it. I just want to ask you this real quick, B. Where did you have Montana again, Joe?
I had him at number two.
Oh, well, damn. All right. Because it just sounds like it sounds like you're giving – it sounds like you're – and I know you're not, but to me it just sounds like you're saying Rice made Montana and
– No, I'm not saying that
like,
at all.
Like Jerry was 900 yards wide open, but I'm like, dude, Joe was a bad dude before Jerry hit the scene too. But for you to say too, I'm going to be quiet because you're not disrespecting him.
No, I'm not at all. Jerry Rice went on to do it with Gruden and Rich Gannon – alongside Tim Brown. He did it with Steve Young. He caught passes from Jeff Garcia, for crying out loud. Jerry Rice was just all-time special. And did Brady ever have a Jerry Rice to throw to? Maybe for 1 year he had Randy Moss.
And they set undefeated.
And they set records, you know? So Joe Montana has his flaws, too, when you talk about picks and stuff. He threw three people in the catch game. The catch game is so funny because we all look at the catch, and I get it. It was the birth of a dynasty. Man. He threw three picks in that game. Threw three interceptions in that game. Just saying, Steiny. That's all.
I hear you.
He won. He made the great throw, but he threw three picks. Let's go to Matt Novato. Matt Novato, here on 95.7 The Game. What's happening? All right, what about D-Man? D-Man there in Concord? Let's go to D-Man in Concord. What do you think about Steiny's list, D-Man?
He gone. Well, see you later.
All right. Antonio. Let's try this again. Three strikes, you're out. Antonio.
Oh, we got issues.
Yeah, we got issues here.
He gone.
Got problems.
But, hey, right. Steiny, real quick. we got time. We got Ronnie Lott. He didn't make yours. I'm looking at the text line. He made mine. Did he come close to making yours?
Guru, you got to – if somebody goes back and uses the rewind feature, they're going to be able to piece together your list.
No, I only gave one. But don't tell him, Steiny.
Ronnie.
I got a feeling Andre Iguodala is going to be on Guru's list.
Ronnie Lott.
No, I love you. Did he come close, Steiny, or you didn't think about him?
Don't be disrespectful.
Who? Ronnie Lott. Like, was it a tough decision, or he was
not really?
He was kind of okay.
Not really.
Really?
Here's one thing that hurts Ronnie Lott. I played pickup basketball with him a couple times back in the day. He had no clue who I was. He's all right.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell
you what I was.
Wow.
A better pickup player than Ronnie Lott. That's what we did.
Wow. What about Mahomes, Bonte? Did you guys see him hooping? He had Isaiah-like handles. That was making the rounds yesterday on Twitter. And went and finished Cinnamon.
Ronnie Lott could get into the lane and then go up and he would create space very, very easily.
Let's put it that way.
I mean, he was just so strong that, you know, he was, yeah. Ronnie Lott. I thought about him briefly.
You know,
Reggie and Vita Blue. I thought about both those guys.
Yeah.
Bumgardner for sure. I'm actually kind of surprised. Bumgarner's made no list yet, but because that's the one that I thought was going to be a glaring omission for me. I think I figured most people would have Bumgardner in their top 10. I don't know why.
Maybe a recency bias.
Do you guys think that if the Sharks had won a Stanley Cup or two, there would have been a Shark on the list, or is hockey just so far down the Bay Area conscience that Joe Thornton or Patrick Marleau would have never gotten there?
See, for me,
well, I think it's Joe Thornton is a Bruin.
What?
Oh, wow. I'm a step back, Bonte.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Honestly, there was no Shark who made my top 25.
Okay.
I'm not trying to disrespect the San Jose Sharks.
Oh, no, not at all.
Players. Yeah. Owen Nolan, Patrick Marleau, of course. I couldn't do any Sharks.
The Bay loves their Sharks, so there would have been some lists. We'll see it on our station account. There'll be some Sharks, but I'll be honest, no shocker here. I wouldn't have had one on my list, and I should have, but I just didn't follow the game like that, you know?
I didn't.
Scott and Hayward.
I didn't have any.
All right, Scott and Hayward. Sharks. Let's get him on here. Scott and Hayward.
Gentlemen,
I got to come down Stiney's Lane for a minute. I know everybody's loving his list, but I heard him say that Barry Bonds was not as high or was not higher because he did not win at all. He said, win something and talk to me.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds did not come out of the dugout with a five-run lead and take the ball from Russ Ortiz in a three-hit shutout against the Angels. That was a World Series that was on Dusty Baker to lose. That man went 400-400. He went 600. That man was arguably the greatest baseball player in history. I know there's the steroids. Why don't you just come out and say it's the steroids, and that's why it's not on your list. Because if Willie Mays is going to be on your list, Barry Bonds got to be on the list. He is that the greatest baseball player I have ever seen.
Let's have a discussion.
Such a weak sauce argument.
No, I didn't even use the argument. I didn't even have to use the argument. The other thing about Bonds is not a great clubhouse presence. That, and I had a detractor.
So that counted?
Of course.
Oh,
I mean,
so that's why T.O. didn't make your list.
Terrible leader.
Wow.
You're darn right. That's why Curry has an edge over a Barry Bonds in terms of, yeah, that's an intangible. Oh, very, I don't even have to use the S-T-E-R. OID word. I didn't have to for Bonds.
I have never.
Character didn't even play it to my list.
You know what?
It was all talent. Bonds talent.
Bonds hits a two-run homer in that game, and maybe Russ Ortiz can hold a seven-run lead.
Wow. Trade Vallejo. Trade Vallejo. What do you think about Stiney's list? What do you think about Stiney's list? I'm going to let him have his moment, Guru. Let him have his moment. It's his list. It's his hour. That's it. Trade Vallejo.
Well, you know what? Stiney's list is Stiney. It's his list. That's his opinion. Hey, you know, I think a little bit different, but, you know, that's his list, and I respect it. But I want to touch on one thing. I want to get back to the Joe Montana thing. Now, I want to go outside because everybody wants to say Tom Brady lost the Super Bowl. We act like because a person lost the Super Bowl, that diminishes their talents because they lost. Why is that? I don't get that.
I don't either.
All of a sudden weak because you lose a championship?
Never have.
I don't understand that.
No, me neither. Guru?
No. Listen, if you tell me Joe Montana, and Bonte said earlier, if you tell me Joe Montana's kryptonite, we'll be here to 11:30 p.m. And if you tell me Tom Brady's, I'll say, you know what? As great as he was, he would be the penguin. He would get happy feet when you'd have them big dudes getting after him in the pocket. And the New York Giants used that to their advantage, rushed him straight up the middle, and there would be some throws that would float. And it wasn't just one game. It was two games. And he wasn't the reason they lost Brady, but there was a trend. You were like, you know what? He doesn't like that pressure up the middle. Then I remember, you know, he got hurt, I believe, the first game of the season. But tell me Montana's kryptonite. And again, he gave you everything he had. He didn't have the strongest arm, but it was the mind that made. And then the two-minute warnings, he did it on the Super Bowl stage against the Bengals. I mean, he never let me down. And I'm a Cowboy dude rooting against Joe, and Joe answered the bell against regular season games time and time again against the Rams, the Giants. I never saw Joe not get it done, and he just set the bar so high. I know he's not perfect.
All right,
I'm just
all right, man. Like the New York Giants one time bludgeoned him in the playoffs 49-3.
I remember.
We know
that
about the 15-13 NFC Championship game where the Niners couldn't get anything going on offense. Brady, you mentioned 2-minute warnings and comeback victories in the Super Bowl with Montana. That's sweet, that's nice, it's cute. Tom Brady.
Wow.
Against the Carolina Panthers. Do you remember that one? Do you remember his first season with the Rams leading a 2-minute drive for the game
Bill
with a
Holmes.
Field goal? Do you remember him being down 10 to the Seattle Seahawks 24-14 in the fourth quarter?
Well, they should have lost that
the
one.
The Legion of Boom. It should have, could have, would have. And then 28-3 against the Falcons, where you got to wait. But let's blame Shanahan on that one. Let me not bring that up.
I just think Joe gets disrespected, man. That's all.
Joe gets disrespected.
Right,
you said he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, not from here. Not from the Johnson household. Just a lot of people, man.
Hey, remind me to, Guru, on the other side, remind me to ask you about something.
Okay, I got you.
Uh-oh.
Thanks.
Look at
this.
What is that? Can I get
it
on
this? It's his last day. We got to go out with a bang. It's Stiney's last day. He's leaving us for 3 days.
We got Guru's Christ.
Actually, it's going to be more than that. I'm not working next Monday either. Go ahead.
What?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You're, thank you. You're damn right.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Fonte, that's what's coming up.
Yeah. Whatever Steiny has for Guru. I'm tingling.
Whatever Steiny has in store for Guru, that's coming up. Guru's Gripes coming up. More of your phone calls on Steiny's cute little list here. We'll talk about that as well. That's all coming up. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.